We just want to welcome you to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. God is so wonderful. He's so good and He's marvelous. And He's looking down and seeing every one of you out there. He can see you. We can't see you. But aren't you glad that God can see you and He sees your situation? He's going to be anointing Brother Freedom in a wonderful way this afternoon. And we just always really look forward to Tuesdays because it's a very special time. Seems like the Holy Spirit comes on Tuesdays and He blesses us, and I know He blesses you. So we're just going to turn Brother Freedom loose, and we want to turn the Holy Ghost loose. Father, we just thank You for Your goodness. We thank You for the wonderful Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank You for what Jesus did on the cross, that we could have the Comforter come and take care of us and be with us and guide us. Lord, we just turn this house and this living room over to You, and we thank You, Lord. We know that Brother Freedom turns himself over to You, and we love You, Father, for Your goodness and all Your working in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we just give You praise. We come to You with glory and thanking You and praising You for this letter we're sending. We just praise God for Your blessing upon them. We pray that You'll meet their need, and we pray that You'll We encourage them to keep seeking You and to call upon Your wonderful name. You're the answer, and we pray that You'll make a way in that situation, for You don't know that all things are possible to those that believe and call upon the name. And Father, I just praise You for this wonderful day. Lord, I know that I've had a word from You just a few months ago, and I believe it's what we would have this day. And Father, we just praise You. We thank You for Your word. We thank You for the power of the Spirit of God. And we thank You for what You've shown me just last 30 minutes is real powerful. Lord, I pray that You'd touch these people, touch all these. And Father, we're not against the churches. I want people to know that we're not against the churches, but if they're not really into Your Spirit, then there is some need for Your help. And I want to help them to be able to introduce the power of the Spirit of God. And I thank You what You showed me just a few minutes ago. I pray that we'll be able to share it this day with Your Spirit. We pray that You'd open the windows of heaven, touch us with a blessing, and let everyone know while I'm praying that I am nothing within myself. There is no good thing that I can do. There's nothing. I'm just a little spot crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And I'm rather just like those words. That's about all I am. I'm not nothing physical at all. Everything I have is spiritual. And so that spiritual, you can't see it. So I don't really have anything to offer You but the Lord. And this, like this prayer request, I think it's more to the Spirit of God. And we leave it in the hands of the Lord. We pray that You'd bless them abundantly. And Father, we pray that You'd move mightily this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I just believe this day it's not by might nor by power, but by Thy Spirit, saith the Lord. We're living in a day when we have a lot of knowledge about the Word of God. We have a lot of different people, different ideas, different ways. You hear all different about, one says it's the cross, another one says it's this, it's that. And all of these words come from men themselves. But just a few minutes ago, Lord, I believe this is the answer. You showed me very clearly the Word of God is like an ammunition for a weapon. But I hope all of you can hear me. It's like the ammunition for the weapon. And without a weapon, that ammunition is worthless. It'll just get you in trouble. In combat, you'll fall down. You don't have a weapon to shoot it out of, you're done. It'll just drag you down to the enemy overruns you. But I'll tell you, when you have the right weapon, that ammunition, boy, I'll tell you, it's powerful. It's powerful. It's devices from heaven. It tears down strongholds, casts down imaginations, and every high thought exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus our Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And when you don't have liberty, it's like with no weapons. You don't have nothing. There's nothing there. You just got a lot of ammunition. What you got is ammunition dealt, but no weapons. But boy, when you start moving in that artillery guns and you start moving in those big howitzers, you bring automatic weapons in, they get the right shells within each one, they're powerful. And if you've ever been in war, they do things against the enemy. They tear up the strongholds and they break down those that are bound. They start They start releasing ground when those weapons start firing. The Lord showed me just a little bit ago, the Holy Spirit is like the weapon, and the Word of God is like the ammunition. So after this day, those of you that have just a bunch of ammunition, you say it's all in the Word? Well, you've got a lot of power. You have that power. Great. But God has given us the power of the Holy Ghost. He is that one that the bird takes it. He is the carrier. He is the mover. He is the one that by Him that we do these things. And when we do not use Him, then we're literally letting our ammunition just sit there and waste. Surely it does. You plan your own messages. You plan what you're going to say. You plan all the planning that you do. And I was just thought about my life. If any of you here are interested in any of my life at all, but my life for the last 30 years has been moving through the Spirit. Now, if I, any of these instances, if I could have said I could have done it within myself, I would be speaking a lie, untruth. It was the Spirit of God. And I thought another thing that the Lord showed me, every time He spoke to me, He only spoke one time. You know, you get out here and you make these messages, you say, would you please write it down on a piece of paper, and we're going to copy it off, and all those things. God don't have to do that. Just one voice. I thought all the times He spoke in my heart, He only spoke one time. And I can't tell you how I understood it, but He was never off. So I can't tell you how I hear, but I hear. I don't tell you how where it comes from, but I receive it. And I know His Word is very powerful. It's very direct. It's very perfect. And without it, to me, it's no effect. I know what it is to have mortar rounds. When they say fire for effect, it means it's going to get lob them in there where they are. They're going to hit. Fire for effect means you've got everything zoned in right. And that's when the artillery, big guns, even the ships off the sea, they'll fire for effect 30 miles inland. That's where you hit that target. Fire for effect. That's what the Forward Observer says. Fire for effect. And it's what we need the Holy Ghost to fire for effect. The effectual for a righteous man may avail as much. And it takes the Spirit of God upon that righteous man to be a fervent righteous man. Without it, we're helpless. We find ourselves as unable. We find ourselves as not qualified. We find ourselves in desperation. We find ourselves not knowing. And what we don't know, that's guessing. And when you're out here guessing, you're in trouble. You need the positive relationship from the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit is always right. But years ago, about 30 years ago, the Lord spoke to me one morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, says, I want you to pray. There's going to be a girl that's going to face death. Within a little while, the Lord let me know real fast, if I prayed and I would seek Him, that this would be nullified. That means that she would be saved. I would not know how, but I would actually see it, physically see it. I knew that. This is 5 o'clock in the morning, and actually, the accident did take place around 8 o'clock. But from 5 o'clock to about 6 o'clock or 7 there, I was praying, seeking the Lord. So then I finally left to go to work, and I kept praying in the Spirit. Now out there, you might not even know what I'm talking about when you pray in the Spirit. You pray in the Spirit to the Spirit is your guidance. Some of you out there don't know what I'm even talking about, and that's why you're misguided. You're not really qualified only through the Spirit of God. I don't care who you are. God's Spirit doesn't make mistakes. Praying that morning, and about 8 o'clock, I found myself leaving, going down to a main highway that went southward. When I got about 3 miles out of town, where I had to turn off to go to another job that I was supposed to be headed to, just before I got to this place, I told the Lord, I said, I have to leave this highway very soon. He says, I know you do. Now you said, how does God speak to you? How do you know you do? Well, I can't tell you that, but I know He knows. I mean, He knows how to get my attention. So to me, I don't have to tell you how I hear it, but it's here. It's here. I don't know how He does it either. It's all mystery to me, and that's why we need the Holy One. The Bible says, He that
liveth within you shall give the unction to function at the time. He will give you the know-how to know what you don't know. So to me, that's very, very positive, very loving, and very powerful. And as I start to turn off, the Lord says, I'm going to turn off. And the Spirit of the Lord says, it's going to happen now. And there are some trees just before I come around the bend of the road there. And this Dodge pickup hit this tree and just blew up. And I didn't know who the girl was until this happened. At that time, the Spirit of God told me who she was. Because if you told me before, I probably might have called her. I don't think I would have, but I could have been. This way, he was sure I was just going to do what I was supposed to do. I seen her hit that tree, and I said, Lord, let her not burn up. I thought fire. I can't explain. That pickup just disintegrated. The wheels, the chassis was still there, and the front end was all mangled up. And the cab of the pickup just blew apart, and she was sitting there on the seat, basically, there was no part of the cab that you could see. She was sitting in that, basically, driver's seat. The steering wheel was all crunched over, and I had to be the hand of the Lord to save her in all kind of a mess. The point I want to bring out, God knew where she was going to be at the time. He knew where I was going to be there at the time. And he got it all together at the right time. He wasn't off 1 minute, 1 second. It was perfect, perfect timing. And I've had this happen time after time after time after time. God is great. And when you get out here and you say, we don't need the Spirit of God in our church, you don't know what you're missing. You don't know the power that's there. You don't know the liberty that brings there. You need the convenience of God upon you, the anointing of God, that you can save souls. People will die without, in the day of judgment, I think there's going to be times when the Spirit of God says, you're going to see this person. And the Lord says, I wanted you to pray for this person, but you wasn't even qualifying. If you should have been where you could have been, you'd have been where you could have interceded for this behalf of this person. I think so many of us Christians, you've been victimized by your own social welfare. You missed out the spirit part of God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I'll tell you, if you never prayed the Spirit of God, you never understand the Spirit of God, you never have that relaxation of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, there is nothing that equals it. There is no power, no communion, and life like walking in the Spirit. And out there, you don't say, tell me you walk in the Spirit when you never hear from God, when you're just lying. God is not one that someone will mock. But we, as God's people, the Spirit of God is available. And that's why I prayed for about eight years, because I seen it not happening. I knew it wasn't happening in my life. But I know it's available, and I know it's the answer for the situation that mankind faces. But the churches, all the churches I went to, from then on to up to now, none of them was open to this. None of them was open to what I'm talking about. None of them. They might say so, but there was no move of the Spirit. They talked about the Holy Spirit. I'm getting really at heart today, but I'm tired of people putting my God down. And seeing nothing happen. God is happening. And you're going to miss something greater than you missed before. I think out there, most of you have missed all the goodness of God. You went to church, you played church, you sat there in the pews, and you get down there and mused of what the preacher or the speaker is telling you when you should be in the Spirit. I believe we should be in the Spirit more. I believe God wants to come down and have communion with us. I believe he wants to have a blessed time. And you people out there, you don't want no move of the Spirit because you think you're not going to be in the center of it. Well, you shame on you. You need to get down and repent. You need to repent and humble yourself before the mighty hand of God that he might make you as a servant of his. You might walk in victory. But many of the places I have seen very few churches open to the Spirit of God. Thank you. You may come and reprimand me, but I'll guarantee you, I'll take my knocks because I know it's true. I know it's true what I'm saying. You don't even know how to have prayer meetings. I went to churches with prayer meetings. When the Spirit of God comes down, they get upset. You can't go to church with them. The Spirit of God's there, they won't even listen. They don't want Him. So you're closing God out of your help. And it's just like those big guns. You can need all the word you got. You can put stockpiles of artillery rounds and have great batteries full of ammunition. Up on Oahu, the whole northwest corner is acres and acres of ammunition fields. There's no guns there. But you put that ammunition in a gun, and some of those are big rounds, and they make big charges. And that's what we're doing in the spiritual realm. We've not considered the power of God. We're out here doing our ABCs in the Word of God. The Bible says the perfection of saints, that we might live above reproach. We need that perfection of the saints. We need the power of God is able to help us, deliver us, set us free. And without it, we're awkward. We're clumsy. We're without power. We don't even need to say, no, we're without God. You might say to you, I've got a form of God. The Bible says, having the form of God, denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Well, I'll tell you, most of you people, I heard it today. I was on a treadmill. Two girls, ladies, asked me where I went to church. I couldn't tell them the answer because they wouldn't accept it. It's because there's no moving spirit. None. That's why people in charge don't know up or down either. When the spirit starts to move, they get jumpy, they get afraid, they get... But I'm just telling you, I know how it is. And God's side line means in the way of right now, that it's only through Him that I'm moving through the spirit here. It's not me. It's not me. I mean it. I know it. It's not me. But God is moving through His spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there's power, there's great works. I have 30 years close to, I didn't write no Bible, but I have a little few personal testimonies that God's allowed me to share, but I couldn't share with the churches. They wouldn't receive them. People receive them as people who live out here, go to rescue missions, they'll let you see it, a little few. People like that in jails. It's shame, but you can't tell them that God healed the starting engine. Oh, boy. One man got jumped up and says, you know that's a lie. But so I've come to place. I'm not trying to ruffle feathers. But I am really angry with people that they're saying they're God's people and you're not allowing the Spirit of God to move in your heart. I'm very offended when you put my Holy Ghost down. He's glorious. He is special. And when you put Him down, you put my Father down. He also put my Savior down. Jesus said it was needful, very needful, that I go away. He went to the cross. But when after he went, got off the cross, that's when he said, it's needful that I go back. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to prepare for you in heavenly mansion. And I'm going to be there, make an intercession, help pray on your behalf. But I'm going to send forth the Comforter. And He will live within you. He will be beside you. He will be within you. He will motivate you. He will tell you great and mighty things. He will move mighty in a very special way. It's not through the might of men. It's not by the might of all the theologies. I praise God for all the people that say anything about it. I'm not against the things of God. But I think that leads you up to a higher level. And that higher level should be about in 1 year after you're saved, you should be available to go to a higher level. And some of you pastors are about 30 years over and you're not in the level yet. There's a level there that you can get in that God's going to elevate you. And you're going to walk above the things you just faced. You're not to look at the things you've seen anymore, but you look for the things you've not seen. When you look for the Spirit of God, you've moved for His mighty arrangement. He manages the world. He manages where you live at. But you're so blinded, you can't see it. You're so blinded that you cannot feel that there's anything that's to help you. But God's with you, whether you want to know it or not. His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf whose heart is made perfect toward Him. If you don't make room for God, you're going to sit out there forever. You're going to sit out there till He comes, and then you're going to miss His coming, and where are you going to be? I'm not going to say where you're going, but it's a bad place. It's not a good place. Unless you straighten up, start living right, that's where people are going. Because it's impossible to live in this world that we're living in right now, to live above reproach without the Spirit of God. God's let me see that very powerfully. We need the Spirit of God. He's available. He's there to rearrange your life. He's here to help us, to strengthen us, to perfect us, bring us in His liberty. I'm going through things now that I can't even tell nobody, that I know that God is God. He's real. He's perfect. The day of heaven, He'll tell you what's going on. But you need to realize that your life is going by real fast. If you don't do something about this, it's like a big old conveyor belt. You put that rock in that conveyor belt, it's going to hit the sand pile after a while. If you don't get off of that conveyor belt pretty soon, you're going to be dropping down that chasm. You need to get your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Realize that God gave the Comforter. And Jesus said, it's needful that I go away. For I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, He will come. And He will reprove the world sin and lift up my name. Why don't you study about the Comforter a little while? You're so interested on Jabez and all these things that sell books, the great planet Earth, the great things like that, when you should be seeking about the Spirit of God. He is the one, He is your one here that will help you. He's the one that will strengthen you. You may not love this, like this service today, but it's real. You need it. You need what God has. And never one time did God ever miss on any place. I've went hundreds of places. Never one time did God off one day. 1 minute. I've heard some of your wonderful pastors tell, I was with about 10 of them one time just missing them. They said, God don't speak. Yeah, you know, if I ever heard him one time, I'm doing my preaching by faith. I know that's, I'm the anointed, he, God anoints me and that's it. Well, I'll tell you, I want more than that. And I don't want to go someplace that's being led by human endeavor. Because the human area is not going to take us into the kingdom of heaven. We got to get spiritual. And God's leaders should be spirit led. God's people should be on fire. God's people should be hot, not lukewarm. And I'll tell you, out there, I see every place I go, I see lukewarmness and I see coldness. The cold, lukewarm, no, I'm not going to say what I'm going to say, but they're of no account. We need to be alive. The church of God should be on fire. The Spirit of God should be looking because He's coming, maybe today. He's coming. Where our eyes are at. It's, the Bible says, lift your eyes to the hills. What coming to your help? We're not looking up to coming to help. We're looking at the things of the world. We're looking to have a plan for a new building site. For all we need this building site. Or we can have bigger separate areas. We can have the kids come in. And we're going to have great ball games. I've heard them say this. Church I was at, we don't want you, they told me directly that we don't want you in here because we want some leaders that will get ball games going. Because those ball games will get our youth where we should be, and we'll have, I'll tell you, it's about 30 years ago, and they still don't have no youth. And the ball games, I see the tempers flare up the ball games. I see the people getting angry. They didn't win. I'm not against ball games, but I'm saying, ball games is not the answer. The Savior is the answer. He is over all things. And we're not selling tickets for amusement park. We're not even selling tickets for God. God says freely receive, freely give. God gives us a free choice to receive or reject. God's given us an open vessel. His arms are wide open. He says, come unto me, all ye that weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, ye lowly, for ye shall find rest in your soul. I shall give you my spirit. I shall walk with thee. I will talk with thee, and I shall bring thee out of confusion, and I shall take thee and the last mile of the road. You need that last mile, because I say that last mile is coming up very shortly. You need to be prepared. You need to be ready, because I, the Lord thy God, am coming soon. And I say, I am in this message today, and I'm here today with my anointing. You may not like it, but it's the truth, what has been spoken. And I shall move upon those the ones that speak me, and I shall do great and mighty things in the last hour. Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Seek me, and ye shall surely find me, and thou wilt be without wanting. Many of my people are very wanting this day. My people without strength. They're without hope. They're without direction. But I can do all those things. I'm all power. I'm all strength. I am he that liveth. And I'm coming back soon to the courts of glory. Be ye ready. Be prepared. For I, the Lord, am coming very soon. Saith the Spirit of God. God bless you all. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.